Okay, today is Daf Lamed Hey. We're on the top of Lamed Hey. We're up to the Gemara. So as I said yesterday, we would do the Tosfos. The Tosfos here is Haneduyin. So we said like this. Reb Meir said in the Mishnah yesterday, Reb Meir said that in the morning it was 12. In the morning it was 12 mana, and in the afternoon it was 800 zuz. Right? And we asked, and then the Chacham held it was 18 and 12. So we asked, why did the Chachamim have? Why did the Rameir say in Zuz? Why didn't he just say 12 and 8? And then why didn't we give a total for him? Only give a total for the second one. And we said 18 plus 12 is 30. Why don't we give a total for Rameir? So Tosfos says, Lo Yadan, I don't know. Amai Loka Amar Shal Ches Mana. Why doesn't it say 8? Kid Amar Bereisha Yud Beis Mana. Like it says in the Reisha 12 Mana. Why did he say it in such a funny way? But oh, and also Kaimalan, Amai. Lo Tani Bimulse de Rameir Shane Esther Mana. Why don't we give the total? That it was 20. Kidiktani Bitsefa Bimulsaya de Rabbanan Shame Shlosha Mana. That it was 30. Why not? He doesn't really answer it. Now he says, Mihu. That does it. The second question is not a question. Since the Holocaust, that's not a kasha. The Mishum de Reisha Lotala Kula Milsa Balasha Mana. Since we're using different currencies, how do I give you a total? I could have said 20 Mana. 18, 12 plus 8 is 20. I could have said that. But since it's written in Zuz, that would have been a funny thing. I don't know what's so funny. I said, I'm giving you a dollar, and plus I'm giving you 100 pennies. It's a total of $2. But the Mishnah didn't want to do that. It's different currency. So to give you a total on different currencies was a funny thing. They didn't want to give you a number in Mana or in Zuz. Mihu. Then toss us a whole discussion, maybe a different currency. Forget all that. Go to the bottom line. More than halfway through that line. Listen to this answer. Vishema Yesh Lomar. Maybe the answer is, see at the very end there? Maybe the answer is, Ein Lashon Nofel Betov. It's not a good way to say Shmona Mana. You hear that answer? It doesn't come off the tongue easy. Shmona Mana. 8 mana. Doesn't come out easy in Hebrew. Shmona mana. So therefore it says, Shmona me'ezuz.
We haven't had
that before. Do you ever see such a thing like that before?
No.
What? Yesh lomar, ein ha-lashon nofil betov. The language doesn't sound good. Lomar to say, Shmona mana. Just reading your Tosfos.
How did it come off your tongue? Shmona mana.
So maybe because they had to memorize the Mishnayos. It was hard to memorize. I don't know. Thought that was fascinating though. Very interesting. Very interesting. Okay, now next. My parva. What does parva mean? Right, so we know it means it's not milchitz and it's not fleshik. Right? My parva. Everyone made that joke. It's not even a joke. What?
You saw my thunder.
Uh-huh. If that's your thunder, man, don't quit your day job. Amar Rav Yosef. This is such a difficult Gemara. Parva Amgusha. Parva is the name of a magician. Says Rashi. Mechashev Echad. There was once this guy magician, Bina, he built it. Ushmor Parva, his name was Parva. Was he a Jew? If he's a Jew, he's been over Averus. If he's a guy, how are we taking money from a guy, a magician of all people, to build that room, he donated him? What is going on here?
Well, you don't have...
Tosfos says, not the Beit HaMikdash. You'd think they didn't have that. Tosfos says, and it tells us Parva, you think that answer's hard? Listen to this one. Pirish Ba'aruch. Zeloshonov. Yesh min hachachamim, there's one of the chacham sha'om that say, ki chafar mechilo tachas hakarka, he dug a tunnel underneath the ground, right? Be kodesh, in the kodesh, ad sheyira avodas kohen gadol. He wanted to see, what goes on in the kodesh, what's the kohen gadol doing in there? So he dug a tunnel to go see, watch the kohen gadol. You hear this? Vehergish hakahanim bechafira, the kahanim found out about this, they said that this guy did this, Umitsa'uhu, they caught him. Vikara Osa Lishka al Shemo, and they named the Lishka after him. What an industrious guy, this guy Parva. What a guy. He tried to. We're going to name the room after him.
It's not a better answer.
It's such a difficult answer. Right, Rashi and Tosfos say such wild answers. Well, the Gemara says Amgusha. Amgusha means a magician. That's what the Gemara says that. So, according to Tosfos, why is he called a magician? Because he did a trick. I don't know. Right? It's difficult. Anyway, okay, we have to move.
Yeah. Anyone else say anything?
No. So the Rambam has a version that they killed him. because when they caught him, that's even makes him more hard. They killed him. He did something wrong. They killed him, but they still named the room after him. Parso Sadin Shalbutz. Then they took a linen curtain to make a what's it called? A partition. Maishna Shalbutz. Why a butz? Amrav Kahana Kadesh Yakash Avodos Yom Big Day Butz. Just to make a reminder that every day, that day, everything I did was a Big Day Butz. B'shachar Hayalovish Plusin Shel Shmona Asar. It was 18. V'hamin Yana Asal Ashmeinan. Why do I need to know the number? Says Rashi. Diktani Hakol Shlo Shemana. That the total was 30. Don't I know that 18 plus 12 is 30? Why does the Gemara have to say that for me? No less than that, lo navid. It can't be less than 30. Can't be less. But if you want to make each individual one less or more than 18 or 12, but it'll give you a grand total of 30, that's okay. That's okay. You want to make it 20 and 10? That's okay. 25 and 5? That's okay. As long as the morning is more expensive, which we'll see why in a second, and if the grand total is 30. The kuli almiyaz, shachar difi. Everyone holds the morning is better. It has to be more expensive. Minalan, how do you know that? Amar Ravuna, Bered Rav Eloi, Amar Kra. It says in the pasuk, this is a pasuk in Vayikra, in the Bad. It says the word bad four times in that pasuk. Someone is bad kodesh yilbosh. I'm just gonna say bad. Avnei bad. It's never as bad, right? So the four times muvchor bebeged. It should be the best ones you got. The ones more expensive in the morning than in the afternoon. Meisvei. 1 second. Now we're asking Akasha. This is Akasha from Yecheskel. It says in Yecheskel about the avodas Yom Kippurim. It says over there. It's a pasuk over there in Yecheskel. My love, doesn't that mean Acherim Chashuvin Mehen? That the second garments, the afternoons, are more expensive? Lo Acherim Pechusin Mehen. No, they're less expensive. What was the answer? Like Rashi just says, Rashi a little further down where we are, it says, Lafi Shavoda Harishona Chashuva Umekaperes. Because all the avoda, the kapara takes place in the first one. The zoo ain el fanos es hamakom. This is only just to clean up. Ishein kavod shi munachim sham. Lefikach shina hakasa bevigadon lepachos. Okay, I'm not sure what that means. Rashi's saying, I'm not sure what the question was. Why should we think it was better? No, it wasn't better. It was worse. Okay.
That's a dumb question.
Yeah.
What was the name of that room where Cohen did tefillah before this whole incident?
I don't know.
Why did they keep that name? That was the name that Shlomo gave it?
I don't know. When did that story happen? I don't know. Tani Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, V'amri La Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Achar Shekalsa Avodas Tzibur, after the Kohen did the Avodas Tzibur, Kohen She'asasalo Imo Kisones, if a Kohen's mother made him a shirt, Lovsha, he was able to wear it, V'obid V'avodas Yachid, he could do Avodas Yachid. It doesn't mean he's doing Avodas Yachid like on a regular day. Ubelvad Shem Svenel Tzibur. Has to be given over to the Tzibur. And he can't take it home with him afterwards. It has to be donated to the Tzibur. So Pshita, that's obvious. You're not allowed to use your own Begadim. Has to be Big Day Kahuna. Now the time I would have thought, Nechush, Shemel Yem Svenel Yafa Yafa. Maybe he's not going to give it over with a full heart. And even though he says to himself, yeah, I have to donate this to the Beis HaMikdash. I have to do that. Because that's the Halacha. But really inside, deep in my heart, I really don't want to. I really don't want to. Everyone asks, the Dvarim Shembelev, ain't no Dvarim, right? How does that work? Anyway, come on, Shlomo, don't worry about that. We're not worried about that. He knows. The only way he can wear his mother's watching from the gallery. So look at my son. I made that shirt. It's very special. So, but he knows he has to give it over to the Beis HaMikdash, and he does it, believe Shlomo.
There's no answer.
Right. Not only that, Amr Lov Al Yishmol Ben Pabi. It says about Rabbi Shmuel Ben Pabi. Who's Rabbi Shmuel Ben Pabi? Rabbi Shmuel Ben Pabi was a Kohen Gadol who lived in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. He was a Kohen Gadol for 10 years. And there's a Gemara, we had a Gemara in Pesachim, that said that a Baskol came out and said, Se'u she'ar marsheichem, open up the gates, v'yikanez, Yishmuel Ben Pabi. Well, Yishmuel Ben Pabi, come in, such a great man. Talmido shal Pinchas. He's like such a great Kohen Gadol, he's like a Talmud of Pinchas. Right? V'yishamesh kuhuna gedola. And he should give him a shamesh in the kuhuna gedola. He's a very special person. But they point out that his children were not so special. They were strong arms. Anyway, Shasasalo Imo Kisones, his mother made him a shirt. Shalmei Amon, 100 mana that shirt cost. Velovsha, he wore it. Velovid ba Avodas Yachid, and he did the Avodas Yachid. Umasra Latibor, and then he donated it to the Tibor. Amru Olav, that's one story.
So the Mishnah is saying
that it has to be
at least
18,
but not less than that. They
sure,
right? It says 18 and 12, whatever it says, it can't be less than 18. It can be more than
18,
right?
The Mishnah says 18. No, it
can
be more and less, as long as it's grand total is 30. You give it to 100
money.
That's right. More than 30.
Or at least
30. Right. Amru Olav al-Rabbi Lazar ben Charsom. They said about Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom, She'asas alo imo kisones mishtei ribuye. There was 20,000 mana. V'lo hinichuhu echav hakahanim lelovsha. The kahanim didn't want to let him wear it. Mivnei shenire ka'arum. Because it looked like it's naked.
See-through?
See-through, yeah. So the Gemara says, what? Umi mischazi? Is it see-through? How is that possible? V'amar mar, chutin kafel shisha. Each one is doubled over. Each string has six strings. How can I be see-through? Amar Abaya, answers, I'm not sure what this answer means. Kechamra bimaguz bimazga. Like wine in a glass? What does that mean?
In a thick glass cup.
What does that mean, a thick glass cup?
You can see the wine. It's even though it's thick.
Even though it's thick, it's still see-through. How do you say that about garments? How's that shayach?
It was transparent somehow. It's see-through, even though it's a thickly...
I don't know.
Is he wearing a thing over that anyway? Kisonis?
No.
He's not.
That's it. He's wearing Kisonis.
Nothing on the top or over that.
That's a good question. Did they wear tzitzis, Kahanim? That's a good question. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. Famous Gemara. Ready? Ani va'ashir. Ani. This is a famous Gemara. Calm down. Tanur Rabbanan. Ani, a poor man, va'ashir, and a rich man, v'rasha, and a rasha, boin ladin. They come to din. La'ani omrim lo. Did they malo atak the Torah? Why didn't you learn Torah? Im Omer, if he says, Ani ha'yisi, I was a poor man, v'tarud bimizonosi, and I was busy earning a living. Who had time? I was such busy earning a living. Couldn't make ends meet. Omrim lo. We tell him, Klum ani hayisa yosem mihilal. Were you more poor than Hillel? Probably not, right? Amru alav al Hillel hazaken. We say about Hillel hazaken. Shebachal yom v'yom. Every day, hayaose, he would work. Umestaker, and he would become, his salary was, betropic. A tropic. How much is a tropic? Some small amount. Chetziv hayanose in l'shomer beis ha-medrash. Half he would give to the guard at the base of what guard is there at the base of medrash. So it's a machlokas. Either it was a spiritual guard or a physical guard. What kind of guard? So the Marsha says, because the yeshiva was not in the town, and they needed a guard to make sure that the vandals didn't come and make trouble. Others say, no, we have the Gemara... What?
No, because you know what happened when they removed the guard from the...
So that was a spiritual guard.
That's what he's talking about.
So the Marsha says, no, it's a machloka. Some say it's a physical guard there to keep out the bed, the rough riffraff, and others say it was to keep out the spiritual riffraff. Right? Are you worthy of coming in here? Are you Toko Kabaro? Anyway, Pamachas, one time, Lo Matza, the Chavetz Chaim asks, but isn't there a rule that Al Yavaz Vez Yosef Michamesh, Miyosef Michomesh? I only have to spend up to 20% of my. That's his answer. I spend only 20% of my money on a mitzvah. I can't afford a lulav. What do you want from me? Right? So the Chavetz Chaim says, that's true, but not when it comes to learning Torah. Come learn Torah, you gotta do whatever you gotta do.
And you see, Chavetz Chaim
thought of your question, and he says, and you see from here that even if you don't know how to learn, you have to do this to pay for a Rebbe. You can't do, well, listen, I'm an Amaretz, and plus I'm very poor, and plus I don't have 20%, I don't have a nickel to give to the, somehow you have to figure it out. It's not an answer. Right? Even Hillel, he paid for the guard. Right, the yeshiva was free. The guy had to sit there and watch the monitor to make sure no one pickpocketed. You have to pay him. Someone's got to pay the guy. Even that, it's a very severe requirement. Right, it's a very severe requirement. Anyway, Pamachas one time lo matzah lehistaker. He didn't have any money. Nothing. Right, the Rambam says that he was a. What did he do for a living, Hillel? The Rambam says he was a wood chopper, which is why everyone thinks he was a wood chopper. The Gemara doesn't say what he did. The Rambam says he was a chotev etim. The Rambam, see, the Gemara doesn't say what he did. Everyone knows, oh, he chopped wood, right? And half the wood he would give. But that's because that's...
He didn't go to medical school.
No, he didn't go to medical school, no. Base medrash. He couldn't pay the base medrash. He couldn't pay the guard. Lahachnis, to go in. Allah, he went up. Vinisla, and he hung himself. Doesn't mean that. The Yashiv al-Pi Aruba, and he sat by the skylight. Kedei sheyishma divrei Elokim chayim mipi shmaya vavtalion. Right? Rabbi Fran said it to see him a Shas. This is the only place in Shas where the Torah is called Divrei Elokim Chaim. I don't know what, in what context did he say that? I don't remember. I remember he said this is the only place in Shas where it's called the living, right? The living word of Hashem. It's a beautiful lashon to call Torah. It's the only place in Shas where it happened. Anyway,
it's a little bit of a hard story.
Why?
I can't imagine Rosh Hashiva is allowing people not to come and want to learn.
So you can focus on that point, or you can focus on Hillel. Look what the guy did. You know, we're so used to this story because we've heard it our whole lives. Look, just imagine the story. Guy climbs up to the roof, puts his ear to the window to hear Torah. Just think of that. How come they didn't let him in? I don't know. I'm not thinking about that. I'm just thinking about this. It's such an inspiring, it's such an amazing story. It's an amazing story. It's a timeless story. And look, it shows you the godliness of a man, but no one knew who he was even. Amru Osu Hayom Erev Shabbos Haya. It was Erev Shabbos. But Tkufas Teves Haya. And it was the Tkufas just like today. Erev Shabbos and Teves. It's a cold day outside. You can like last time we did this Gemara, it was in the summer. Last cycle, it was in the summer. You can feel what it's like today. Could you imagine going up? Could you imagine doing this today? You're going to go up to the roof. Okay, it's not as cold in Israel as it is here.
No
question about it. So it snowed in Yerushalayim yesterday. It's still warmer there. But let's say, can you imagine someone in Yerushalayim going up on a roof yesterday? Can you think of anybody who would do that? Anybody? To hear Divrei Elokim Chaim? Would someone do that? Probably not. Maybe. I hope there would be someone that would do that. That would be pretty cool. I'd much rather hear a story like that from a Hamon Am than from a Gadol Adar. Right? Some guy did that. The stories of the regular people are much more inspiring than the stories of the Gedolim. No question about that.
I'm trying to convince our youth to get to the base measures, and then he has to pay admission fee to get it. You think it's a hard thing?
He wasn't a gadol at this point. He was a regular person. I mean, he's got the gadol goods inside him, right? Because only gadolim behave this way. Anyway, v'yarad alav shalig ben hashamayim. It snowed. So kishaala amar hashachar. When the morning came, amar lo shmaya l'avtalion. So Shmaya says to Avtalion, Avtalion achi, Avtalion my brother. B'chol yom habayis meir. Every day the room here is lit up. V'hayom afel. Now it's cloudy. Now it's dark.
Because it's snowing outside.
Shem hayom hamu'unanhu. Maybe it's a cloudy day. So hitzitzu einehem. They lifted up their eyes. V'ra'u. And they saw demus adam ba'aruba. The image of a person up in the skylight. Right? Alu. They went up there. Umatu alav. And they found rum shalosh amos sheleg. It was 3 amos of snow. That's a little a lot. Some hold that this was not normal snow. It was like a simon from Shemayim. What was it? No, it was 3 amos. It was like 6 feet of snow. Right?
It's
almost impossible.
They get 4 inches is a big deal.
First of all, not necessarily Yerushalayim. It doesn't say it's in Yerushalayim. Right, so it could have been somewhere else.
Shemayim Talion were the head of the basement of the...
Of the Sanhedrin.
Sanhedrin was in those days in Yerushalayim.
So you're saying it couldn't have been somewhere else. Couldn't have been like on Har Hermon.
Right. Hermon
it couldn't have been there.
They didn't live in a winter resort.
Hermon spot or the Gush of Yerushalayim. That's the way it snows.
Anyway, Parkuhu, they took him down. Vaharchitzuhu, they washed him off. Vitzichuhu, they anointed him. All these Chilul Shabbos taking place. The Hoshivu, Keneged Hamadura, and they put him in front of a fire. Amru, and they said, Rozel L'chal Shabbos HaShabbos. This is a guy that's worthy to be Mechal Shabbos. Such a guy like this. So everyone asked, you Mechal Shabbos? Any guy. And this guy, anybody that did that. The front of the Vashas, right? So, that's a good question. So
because any other person
would
have had to do it for, because they wouldn't be on the roof. They only did it because he was on the roof. They only had to do it because he was on the roof.
Someone gives that answer. What they just meant to say was they wanted to publicize what he did. Look what he did. Others say difficult answer. Others say that a normal person, it would have been usher to be Machal Shabbos because two reasons. Number one, he's not going to make it anyway. So what are you doing? You're being Machal Shabbos for no reason. He's a goner. For Hillel, look what he did.
I don't know if that's true, though.
I don't even know if that's true. The second answer they give over here is he says that that if you're grossly negligent yourself, are you Machal Shabbos, such a person? And a guy goes into the middle of traffic, walks into traffic by himself, are you going to go save that guy?
Yeah.
So the answer is probably yes. Anyway. Hillel went up on a roof by himself, and he puts himself in that matzav. Who's going to give Machal Shabbos such a person?
The better thing is, even though a person is Machal Shabbos, he's upset he's Machal Shabbos.
Right.
For some reason like this, if you see a reason, an impressive thing like this, you're happy to be Machal Shabbos for something like this.
Exactly, right. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. That's basically the answer. We're happy to be Machal Shabbos, and we want to publicize, look what this person did.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Asher. Next, Asher, Omer Mlo. But the Malo was talking about Torah. Why didn't you learn Torah? Im Omer, Asher Hayisi. If he says, listen, I was a rich guy. The Torah Hayisi, Ben Achatsa. I was a very busy man. Omer Mlo. Klum Asher Hayisi, Yosem, Rebbe Lazar. Elazar, were you more rich than Rebbe Lazar? Omer Olav, Rebbe Lazar, Ben Charsom. It says about Rebbe Lazar, Ben Charsom. Shahaniach Lo Aviv, Elef Ayaros, Be Abasha. His father left him 1,000 cities on dry land. Ukenegdon, Elef Sfinos, and 1,000 ships. What does that mean, 1,000 cities? I don't know what that means, but...
In those days, they had...
The governor was like the owner of the city.
They had...
Right.
You were able to own a city.
Right.
Ahasuerus had 127, he had 1,000.
Correct. Ubechol yom v'yom, and every day...
That's not nations.
No tell, nod shall kemach. He took a flask of kemach, al ksef on his shoulder. Umahalech mi'ir le'ir. He went from city to city. Umi medina le'medina, lomotora. He hired a guy. You run the business. I'm going to go learn. Right, Pamachas one time, Matzu Avadav, he bumped into some of his own servants. The Asubo Angaria, and they made an Angaria. What's an Angaria? They put him into service, right? They drafted him. Amru Lahen, he says to them, but Makashimi, they don't even know it was him. Right? They're working for, they don't even know who it is. Right? They're working for some guy, they never saw him. So, but Makashimi came, Hanichuni, the Elech Lomot Torah, let me go, I want to learn Torah. Amru Lo, they said to him, Chayei Rebbe Lazar ben Charsom, I swear, we swear by the life of our boss, Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom, we're not going to let you go. But they ended up letting him go, right? Umiyamav, and the rest of his life, lo halach, vira osan, what does that mean? Umiyamav lo halach?
Yeah, he never went to see his servants. He was too busy.
Vira osan, el yoshev osev torah. So if you're going to say that taina, well, you weren't richer than him. He managed to figure it out somehow. He managed to hire somebody to help him out, right? He managed to figure it out.
His employees didn't know who he was.
What?
He has to get involved a little bit.
Why? Why does he have to get involved? They send him the paycheck. That's all you have to give him. All right, then.
Bloomberg became mayor, gave up his whole empire, yet his wealth went from like 4 to 12 billion.
Really?
Yeah.
Without being involved?
I don't know how much not involved. He wasn't one of the problems, day-to-day stuff.
Right. Right. Russia. What about a Russia? Omrim lo. Why did you learn Torah? Im Omar. Listen. No, you made me a very good looking guy. You made me good looking. Vitard b'yitzi. What can I do? You gave me a Yitzhar. What do you want from me? Omrim lo. Klum na hayim Yosef. Were you better off than Yosef? Omru olav al Yosef atzadik. It says about Yosef atzadik. B'chol yom v'yom. Every day. Hayse eshes potifar mishtadlo b'dvarim. B'dvarim. She would try to seduce him with words. Begadim, with clothing, shalav shalav, shachweh, shalav shalav, arvis. What she wore in the night, she wouldn't wear in the morning. She changed every day, twice a day. Begadim, right, this is not in a hotel on Pesach, but she's, anytime she changed twice a day. Begadim, what?
It's the MacArthur,
right.
She went to Brenda's a couple of times.
Begadim, shalav shalav, arvis, shalav shalav, shachweh. Right, I said that already. Amrulo, she said, Hisham Ali, listen to me. Amrulav, he said no. Amrulo, so she said, Hareini chavushcha bebeis asurin. I'll put you in prison. Amar la, Hashem mater asurim. Hashem takes people out of prison. Hareini kofefes komatcha. I'll tie you up. So she said back, Hashem's okay for kefufim. Hashem only unties the tied.
Straightens
up. Hareini mesamet enecha. I'll make you blind. So what did Yosef say back? Hashem pokeach yivrim. Hashem decides who's blind and who's not. Anyway, Nasno Lo, Elef Kikar Kesef, She gave him $1,000. Shvoa Eleha to listen, Lishkovetzla to go next to him, Liyozima v'lo ratzel Shmoa Eleha. She didn't want to listen, Lishkovetzla. He didn't want to be with her. B'ala Mazeh Liyozila Lamabah. Not here, not the next world. Nothing to do with her. Everyone asks two questions. First of all, the Gemara says that Yosef was willing to throw in the towel and sin, and the only reason he didn't sin was because the image of his father came to him to bail him out. So what kind of, how is this a model to anybody else that gets seduced? How's that a model? That's a good question. The only thing I can think of is that Yosef had the ability to conjure up his father to bail him out. And other people that sin don't do that. They don't do that. Their own father or someone else's father.
His father's twist that he came.
What? So I thought like this, that Yosef, as you know, the tithe is pretty great, and he said, you know what, I just can't fight anymore. I just can't. What can I do? I'm gonna just give in. And he's able to draw strength from his father. So if you could do that somehow, you also would fight it off. Right? People don't fight it off because they I'm not judging anybody, but they can't do that. They're not able to do that. So maybe that's Yosef's greatness. Everybody's tempted, and everybody tries their best, but you do whatever you could do. So it's very easy to throw in the towel. It's very hard. You know what? Let me try this. I'll call up my father. He's looking at his father's image. I'm going to go sin with this woman, and he was able to fight it off. Maybe that's the guy with the Yosef. Anyway,
what was the real Esther? To be honest, she was married to not. It wasn't really Esther. I know.
In technical terms, in the basic measures, I don't know what the Esther is. It's a machlokes. It's such a thing as ishus by goyim. So just because she's a married woman to some potifar, it makes it relevant.
Even if not.
And by the way, Yosef tells her, it's in the Pasuk, he tells her, I can't do it because it's going to be a sin to God and to your husband.
Exactly.
Right?
Use the Pasuk, man. Use the Pasuk.
Imagine if someone does that to a woman, and the husband calls you up and says, what did you do to my wife? Well, you know, according to Halacha, she's not really your wife because no Ishus Pagoyim. Imagine how that's going to play out.
Let me go with you on that.
What?
Let me go dash with you on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, let me go Elam this you.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway, Nimsa, it comes out, Hillel Machayev et Aniyim, Hillel's Machayev the Aniyim, Rabbi Eliezer, Elazar ben Charsim Machayev et HaShirim, and Yosef Machayev et HaRashayim. So I'll leave you with the following question. First of all, Rav Pam says an unbelievable vart. He says, you don't need Yosef, and you don't need Hillel, and you don't need Rav Elazar ben Charsim. You yourself know your own power, and you know where you're holding. You're the only one who knows where you're holding. You know that what you can do and what you can't do. And every time you fall, or every time you don't fall, you don't have to look anywhere else. Just look in yourself, inside yourself, it's just beautiful. Just look inside yourself, and you'll know exactly what, now I'm going to have to answer for that. Today was a great day. I just came by my way, and I didn't let it get me down. I didn't let it get to me. You know yourself, which is so true. You don't need to look at Yosef HaTzadik and Hillel, and you don't need to look at these people. No. It's all in yourself. The following question, which is a very good question, I saw one of the Achronim ask the following question. There's no double talk when you get to Shemayim. What are you going to tell Shemayim? Listen, you made me rich, so therefore I had an excuse. There's no double. This is not your.
That's why it's called Olam HaEmes.
This is not your teacher from grade school. You're going to double talk them. This is the Bezek Shemayim. What? How you told you outsmarting them? And they have to give you, look, well, you say you're rich, well, you weren't as rich as this guy. What kind of, what's going on here? It's a very good question. Right, we need this Gemara, and if not for this Gemara, you'd have a good, I'm going to get up, I'm going to tell them, you made me so poor, it's all your fault, Hashem, look what you did for me, and now you expect me to learn? Well, you're worse than Hillel? Let's go look at the video of Hillel. You're worse than that? Hillel managed to become Hillel. Look at you. That's going to happen.
It's such a funny...
Do you want to answer that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're looking at it after 120. You have to look at it today and what am I going to do for tomorrow.
Oh, that's Rav Palm's part.
That's it.
That's Rav Palm's part. Oh, that's a good answer. Right? So in other words, what Mati's saying is excellent, Vart Mati, excellent. At 120, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. All the excuses, there's no excuses up there. You're going to, well, listen, you made me, that's not going to happen. Today, oh, it's a beautiful Vart. Bizman, right, today, look around, listen, what do you want from me, Hashem? What do you want from me? The answer is no.
When you're doing your introspection.
Right, when you're doing your introspection, Bizman is that, not later in the future. That's a great Vart. Okay, we can do the Mishnah.
The famous story that you shouldn't be like Moshe Rabbeinu, you should be like Moshe. You know how famous stories. Why compare me to Hillel?
That's exactly what Rav Palm said. You don't have to look at those people. Look at yourself. Why is this Gemara here? Okay, if you want to look and see what great people, what ordinary people can do and become great, had Yosef given thrown in the towel, there would be, we don't know what would have happened. What would happen? No, there would be no Ephraim and Manasseh. There would be no Klal Yisrael. There would be no Klal Yisrael. What would have happened if Hillel HaZaken would have said, you know what, I'm just too poor. I'm just too poor. I can't afford the extra half a shekel to give to the guard. I can't. So there would have been no Hillel? So we can't imagine a world without Hillel. We can't imagine such a world. Right? You want to look at them and get inspired. That's great. That's great. That's excellent. If you want, if that'll do it for you, whatever does it for you. But like Mati said, you don't have to do that. Look at your own self. Okay. Balo, next. We'll do the Mishnah. We have 4 minutes. Balo etel paro. Then you came with his cow, uparo. And now the next thing that the Kohen Gadol did was he was going to shach the cow, and it was going to be a mechaper for him and for all the kahanim, his wife. Uparo hayomim ben ulam mizbeach. The cow was stationed between the ulam and the mizbeach. So there's a picture here, and the picture is like this: the body of the cow. Let's say the mizbeach is here and the ulam is here. There's a picture of it?
Yeah,
there's a picture of the cow? That in the mitzvah, there's a picture of the cow. That picture is for tomorrow's daf, which is very hard. The cow is like this. The body of the cow is alongside the mizbeah. The ulam is here. The body's here, and the head's facing toward the ulam. Right? So, rosho ledarom, the head is to the south. Upon of lemayer, but the face is to the west. The Gemara is going to ask, how's that possible?
South is the other way.
South is the other way. Yeah. West is toward the ulam. So you have, how do you do that? So the Gemara, they have it in the center. Half.
If you look at the head, it's turned this way. The head is still...
Exactly. So the head is one way, the face is the other way. Exactly.
Clear.
The Kohen Omei B'Mizrach. The Kohen standing east, Upanav L'mayrav. And his face is also toward the ulam. The Somech Shtiyadav Alav. He puts his two hands on top of the animal. Umizvadeh, and he confesses. V'kach ha'yomer, and this is what he says. Ana Hashem. Please Hashem. What does it mean Hashem? So, it's a machlokas here. Some say he said, everyone holds that he didn't say the word Hashem. He said Hashem's name. We say Hashem.
Which name?
So, the Rosh says that he said the four-letter name of Hashem. Rav Haigun says he said the 42-letter name of Hashem. Right? We don't know what that is even.
You know
which one is not. Right. And then the Rambam says...
Otherwise they would have to bow down.
What?
Because when he says it later on, everybody bows down.
Oh, so the Rambam says that he started saying it loud, and people started making the name very commonplace, and then he started saying it very soft, and nobody could hear him, nobody was able to hear him, no one knows what he said. Anyway...
He definitely uses the name later on.
Yeah. Avisi pashati chatasi lefonecha... Ani ubesi, ana Hashem, kaperna, forgive me, la'avonos, ulepeshoim, v'lachatoim. What all these words mean, that'll be Sunday's daf. Ulechatoim, sha'avisi, sha'pashati, sha'chatoz lefanecha, ani ubesi, ka'kasub, v'taras mo, sha'avdecha, ki be'yom azeh, yechaper. Right, v'hein omer akrav, and everyone answers, baruch shen k'vah machuz al yolboed. Alright? It should be a meaningful fast for everybody, and we'll pick up tomorrow by the Gemara. Everybody have a very good day.
Yeah.